Mountains, Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you today on this Monday evening. Been a very, very busy day here, as you can imagine, at our two police and military associations. A lot of things going on, and my goodness gracious, just more than you can cope with, it seems like, today. Still very concerned about our Minutemen down there in Tombstone, Arizona. Hope you continue along with us to pray for these brothers and sisters. We understand that Mexican government, Communist Vicente Fox, has sent 6,000 of his military to the border. The Mari Salvatrucha gang has also sent members down there, the MS-13, as you probably have heard about it on the radio. And these people are nothing but trouble, probably sent down there by the two governments, the government of the Bush and the government of the Vicente Fox crime family, to start a violent confrontation down there. And the Mari Salvatrucha gang is just the right ones to do that. And also Bush has said he sent 150 more, listen to me now, in quotation marks, Border Patrol agents down to that same area of the border. We here at our Police and Military Association figure those are CIA, NSA, and other Black Project guys who are going to cause trouble down there, because Bush has no intention of sending any more real Border Patrol agents down there to stop the drugs coming in, the terrorists coming in. We heard again that more terrorists were caught just last week again from the Middle East coming in. They only caught about 10% of those that got away, by the way, into the country. And stopping the illegal aliens coming in, this is what the Bush family and the Fox family have to stop at any cost. And so continue to pray for these brothers and sisters down there. We have a report here coming in from the newspaper down there that says that they saw over 100 down there. We hear there's more than that right now of our guys and gals, patriotic Americans, that have assembled down there to be the eyes and ears of the Border Patrol. But we caution anybody that will and can get a hold of any of the Minutemen down there in Tombstone. Tell them to use those 30 airplanes, private pilots, to surround that 21-mile area and watch the hills. Watch the hills on the American side. Use camcorders to record or pictures to record any snipers on those hills. That's probably where those 150 Border Patrol agents are going to be resting with their sniper rifles up there on the hills. Take pictures of them. Be aware that if any of the Mexican police or soldiers get shot across the border, the gunfire is probably coming from those agents on the top of those hills on the American side to try to start a violent confrontation. A lot of prayers are needed, folks, for a very brave and patriotic thing that's being done. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Up tonight, if you'd like to call in, we can talk about Terry Schindler Schiavo here and her cremation. Just as we figured here at our police association, our police investigators have figured all along that Judge Greer would make sure there was no independent expert observer, a coroner there for the Schindler family, because Greer has a lot to hide in his participation in this capital crimes that he helped commit against Terry Schindler Schiavo down there. And they don't want an independent autopsy done, which will report on how she truly got in the condition she's in. Remember those broken bones in her neck that one doctor's report we have says looked like she was strangled at the time that this happened, and then also We have another doctor's report here that handled her for the first 3 weeks that she was in that condition, that she had been attacked, we believe, and been rendered disabled. But the doctor said in the report that two CT scans had shown that she did not have serious brain damage at that time, but that in the sixth week, where she was in the hospital for those three more weeks, the sixth week he did another brain scan and found out she had a brain trauma, that she had serious brain injuries, as if somebody had hit her over the head with something while she was in the hospital. And, of course, she has other broken bones that were, the doctors state, occurred around or during or around the time that she had her incident that left her disabled. So we knew that there would not be allowed by George Greer and his gang of thieves down there and murderers, an independent observer allowed in. And, of course, that's what we hear on ABC News at this time. So we'll talk about that in a few minutes here. But I want to get into a few other things with you. We just heard along with the people of the nation once again, and think about the logic of this, folks. We are a police and military association here, and we do hear from those who are in the military, our brothers and sisters, who are in transportation and in medevac and in the medic field, and we've been told repeatedly that there were more dead and injured American soldiers than what we're being told. But it's very bad for recruitment, is it not? Very bad for recruitment. Here's an article in the Army Times. We get a number of police and military publications here. It says that Army to miss recruiting goals for March and April, says Army Secretary Francis J. Harvey. He says the Army's recruiting slump looks like it will last well into the fiscal year. Army Secretary Francis Harvey said he expects the Army to miss its recruiting goals this month and next. The Army missed its recruiting goals for February by 27%, folks, and that is the first time in a long time. The Army is forecasting that all three elements, active, guard, and reserves, will fall short for their targets of March and April. This means they will have to make up the lost ground this summer to meet their annual goals. I wonder how they're going to make up the lost ground, folks. Have you heard the D word lately? Well, anyway, this is once again why we get news reports that are so absolutely ridiculous as this we got on the news here from the Associated Press, the embedded reporters that promise to lie like the government tells them to lie to the American people. Baghdad insurgents detonated car bombs and fired rocket-propelled grenades at the Abu Ghraib prison, injuring 44 U.S. forces after a period of declining attacks that had raised hopes the insurgency might be weakening. How logical is that, folks? For months now, we're not being told how many of our brothers and sisters are dying because it's not good for reporting. Here we have our recruiting. Here we have 44 injured U.S. forces and not a single one died. How absolutely ridiculous. When you're talking about fired rocket-propelled grenades, folks, and car bombs, you're talking about death along with many injuries. So it's too bad we're not getting the truth from our government, but they have a solution for all of this recruiting fall-off. They have the draft coming up in the next few months is what we see cooking here on the burner. Let's go to a caller now. Paul, who was it on the line? Rita in Texas. Rita, welcome to the program, my dear.
Hello, Mr. McLam. How are you doing?
Hey, doing pretty good today. Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Well, I've been pondering. I remember I was listening to your program, and you had made a statement, I believe, if I'm not, may God forgive me if I'm incorrect, but this Terry Schiavo deal more than likely was hiding an underlying danger that might be confronting the American people in general. If it wasn't you, then I'm just going to say that I've heard that quote. I'm going on the internet, sir. I came across a subject wherein there's an assemblywoman in the California legislature that's trying to promote mandatory living wills for prisoners
yes.
in the state of California.
Oh, boy, big, bad deal, bad deal.
No kidding. First of all, nothing is voluntary with regards to a prisoner once you go into prison.
Yeah.
And the other deal is that it helped to remind me that the medical profession in Nazi Germany was used by the state to execute people.
Yeah.
And so I think that this living will deal is, one, going to get a lot of money in the pockets of these corrupt lawyers. And from what I've been able to determine, it's not a guarantee by the medical profession that they're going to follow it because, you know, they're into money, so they're going to really push that medical treatment until there's absolutely nothing. But more importantly, you know, you have a lot of patriots that are in the prison system.
We do more every day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it isn't even necessary, Mr. McGlam, to even have the signature. You have computers that can forge certificates to where they can just come in with an injection. That's what the Nazi doctors did in the concentration prison camps in Germany, and eliminate the opposition. You know, and you know, when you're talking about the soldiers, this living will, this Chavo deal applies to them. You know, if they're in a handicapped, you know, situation, why should we waste money on them?
That's right.
You know, and that is the argument that is being used by this assembly person, arguing how expensive it is to have as what was described a comatose patient, let's say, in a prison hospital, and just keep them alive.
Yeah,
so,
comatose, about like Terry Schindler, which she was not comatose at all.
I think it describes more congressmen and the Supreme Court justices.
That's right.
You know, but you know, Sergeant McLam, I'm just sitting back. To be quite honest, I have no faith whatsoever in the government of the United States. I just sit back and I just watch the newspaper. What judges are getting shot? What lawyers are getting shot? What police officers are getting shot? And who the families of these are getting what I call retributive action. Because when it gets right down to it, Sergeant Lamb, there are many in listeners, I think, that are listening to this program that understand the agony. And it is an agony. It's a living hell when you are a relative of someone who is incarcerated in these prisons. And also the exposure of the torture that happens to our own prisoners. Here in the United States.
Absolutely.
The medical experiments. I mean, the prisoners in Texas, in Houston, were experimented upon, were in that microplasm that some of the Gulf War veterans of the first Gulf War, it came up, was manufactured in there.
Yeah.
So the basic thing is I think the medical profession needs to be exposed for the governmental agents, executioners that are going on. I don't trust them.
Wise, Rita. You're very wise not to trust them.
That's right. But I think that this living will, you know, the Nazis, what they did is they would conceal the death chambers, via the showers. They would have the people go in and deceive them. And execute them that way. And I firmly believe this living will propaganda is the means that the government is going to be using. And it's not the United States government. As I see it, it's a Marxist Nazi government. That is how they're going to one by one kill the opposition and keep that reign of terror and fear going on in the people of the United States. I want to thank you for your time, and I do listen to you, and I'm very grateful for your wisdom and your example, sir.
Well, Rita, thank you, sister, and I'll tell you what, you're talking good sense here, and appreciate you coming on the program and giving out this information, okay?
Thank you. God bless.
All right. Lord bless you now. Okay. When we come back, folks, I'll talk a little bit about this euthanasia and what you need to know about it. I think Rita opened it up, and we need to do that for just a few minutes anyway, but the phone lines are open if you'd like to call in. I'll give out that number, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after 2 compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
The tragic plight of Terry Schindler was played out for the whole world to see. We're continuing to get reports here from other parts of the world that cannot believe that the American people allowed a young lady that was just disabled, and that's all Terry Schindler was allowed to be starved to death. It is absolutely appalling to the rest of the world. Too bad it's not more appalling to more of Americans today. But the executive, legislative, and judicial branches of the U.S. government, the Florida state government, and at least the executive and judicial branches of the Pinellas County government, all are accountable for Terry's death and all have her blood, innocent blood, on their hands. But it's largely, I believe, that it is largely the result of an apathetic, depraved American church, meaning the American Christians, who have failed to love our neighbors as ourselves and to protect our sisters and brothers, that have caused this murder to take place. Today, the door, folks, is swung open wide for the murder of not only those in the dawn of life, as I said the other day, that's the preborn children, but is also for those in the twilight of life, the elderly, and in the shadows of life, those handicapped. Are you handicapped? Do you have a heart pacer, a dialysis machine because of kidney problems, or Do you take Digitalis for a heart problem? Do you know these are artificial supports for your life? The weak among us now find themselves in the gravest danger that's ever existed in the history of America. And this can go all the way down to people having to take certain kinds of pills to sustain their life. Maybe you have a sugar problem. Maybe you're hypoglycemic and have to take pills. Folks, the door is swung open. Judge Greer has committed an act of judicial homicide while the U.S. President, Congress, Supreme Court, Florida Governor, Florida Legislature, Florida Courts looked on. And now we have to deal with this. I truly believe, like we read the other day, that God is bringing his wrath upon America for our wicked sins. And I just believe that in my heart. Now, I think I talked to you the other day about a book you need to get. It's called Forced Exit. It's a book on living wills and how living wills are being used to euthanize you. Very, very dangerous, folks. We're going to go to a brother on the line here, and then we'll get back and talk about living wills for a few minutes and what you can do about that. We're doing some research here on them to find the best avenue of us to get the right documents. The living will by itself is not good. It just allows the government to come in and to put you to death whenever the doctors, when they get the right doctors in there that believe in euthanasia. So let's go to Ray in Oregon right away. Ray, how are you today?
Hello, Jack.
It's good to have you on.
Well, thank you. It's time that the American public pull the feeding tube on government. Just as government pulled the feeding tube on Terry Schiavo. Now, since February 1st, there has been a national consumer boycott undergoing to bring attention to the southern border situation and to put pressure on the corporate America through the pocketbook to bring some policy changes. Now, nothing will do it but such a strong, unified statement of the American people. It's nonviolent. The government has the power to divide people and keep them running ragged. We must stop resisting government because we are the government. Now, if we stop supporting government with our money, with our corporate support, we take away the fuel that fuels the machine. In other words, we pull the feeding tube of government, and government will come to a halt. Now, I have a two-pronged, absolute, dead-bang solution to taking back control of our country. It is foolproof. Number one is this boycott. Stop buying anything of expendable income. Just pay for your survival needs, you know, food, clothing, shelter, gasoline, that type of thing. But any kind of large expenditures, like TVs, appliances, automobiles, don't buy them. Just stop. That's going to put a dent in the corporate structure, and the corporate structure rules the policies of the government. Secondly, for the next several national elections, vote all incumbents out, every single incumbent out, no matter what, how good they are, how bad they are. They've all had a chance to show what they can do. And you see, the totality of their participation has led us into the hell that we're in now. Give a chance to new blood, to new people who wish to take over. We can't do any worse than they've done now. Now, by taking away the power of the incumbent, you change government. By not supporting them with your money, you boycott them. It's a nonviolent way to take back our country. I think it has merit. All it has to have now is the will of the people.
Yes, I think you're right. Thank you so much, Ray. We'll be right back in a couple minutes here.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
Jack McGlam program here. I'm that old cop, Jack McGlam, retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains. We just had Ray on the line. Is Ray still there, Paul?
No.
Okay. I just thought of a question. If Ray is listening at this time, Ray, I've been here 24 years all around this country fighting for freedom and trying to awake the American people. Ray might have been at it longer than me. I don't know. But my problem is, I have no problem with boycotts. I don't. I boycott places and organizations and businesses because it's right to do so as a Christian. I boycott those that support organizations that support homosexuality and the death of the newborn. And I personally protest these things and boycott them. But we've so far in America not been able to get a boycott up against the government like Ray would propose. Now, it's a great idea, but how do you get the majority of the American people? You're not going to get the Christians because they've been taught by their ministers to obey everything evil government tells you to do because all evil governments of God. They've been taught they're leaving here next week, so it doesn't matter. A boycott doesn't matter. So you're not going to get the Christians. I don't know if you'd get the Buddhists and atheists to boycott. And I don't know, but I like boycotts. I personally participate in them. I do not put my money in places if I can help it, that is supporting this Antichrist world government program. And so, Ray, thanks for the call. It's important what you say, but we're yet to be able to rally the masses to come against these big corporations that do any damage to them, or the governments, either state or federal. But thanks, Ray, for calling in. Maybe we'll reach that point where we can do these things and be effective. Let's go to Gary in Indiana, or Tennessee. Gary in Tennessee. How are you doing, Gary?
Hey, Jack. How are you?
Welcome to the program. Doing fine.
That's great, man. Hey, the problem you're talking about earlier, I agree with what y'all talking about boycotting. Most of the problem here in the United States, I believe, is the old hear no evil, see no evil, do no evil.
Yes, that's right.
And but I believe, you know, it may come to a point where so many people are going to be affected by something like this that they may be willing to stand up and do something like that then. But right now they're too caught up in their everyday lives, I think. You know, and it's all about what you can get, what you got, and what you can have.
I'm going to get mine. I'm going to get mine even though you don't get yours, Gary.
Exactly. But, you know, people are just blinded by what's really going on out there.
Yeah, and they don't have, many of them don't have the communications and the facts coming out to them. That would teach them the truth of what's really going on out there. I think we're waking up more and more people, Gary. Praise the Lord for that every day.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on a roll, but
yeah.
We're sure not there yet that I have seen where we can rally a national boycott or a state boycott because we don't have the power of communication that we're building right now to be able to do just that. What do you
right.
think, Gary?
Well, I agree. You know, if we can start at your local counties, you know, get your groups together. I mean, I formed one here in my county, the Sons of Liberty, and we've been fighting off things, you know, as far as in our county, we've had a problem with a federal prison coming in.
Yeah.
And so far, we've put a stop to it, but they're still on the march with it, and they're still trying to get it. So,
yeah.
I think starting at your local level in little small communities and towns and, you know, things of that nature might help, but I don't believe there's really
a... We're doing here, too, Gary. That's the same thing we're doing in Idaho County, Idaho.
Is that right?
We're trying to get people active, getting up and get out there and stand up against evil in government and boycotting these organizations that are working to set up this Antichrist world government system.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the thing to do, Brother Gary. It is very important. I'm so happy to hear you've got the Sons of Liberty there doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we can just do this all over the country, the Lord didn't tell us, two things he didn't tell us. He didn't tell us we had to win this fight against his enemies, but we had to be on the field of battle.
Exactly.
You have to be on the field of battle against my enemies. I require that. And then the second thing is that it never took the majority of his people to turn back to him before he would take his hand of judgment off those people or nations. So we're heading towards the right direction, Gary, with your Sons of Liberty and our group here and groups all across the United States and us building this mass communication networks. Micro broadcasters are growing out there in all communities, many communities. So we're doing what God told us to do, Gary. We just have to continue to do it and not fail. Just keep moving forward.
Yeah, that's things I've been watching for over 10 years and have been telling different ones about it. And, I mean, they're coming to me now saying, you know, you said this so many years ago and it's happened. So, you know, it's just... You've got to watch. I mean, that's our job, is to watch our government.
What's that old saying? Duty is ours, consequences are God's.
Exactly.
We just do our duty and let God sort it out.
Exactly.
Thank you, Brother Gary.
Well, Jack, I appreciate it. And if I can ask you one question.
Yes.
If I can give out this toll-free number here to my group here, if different ones that are, you know, your listeners that are, you know, wherever they might be at, it won't cost them anything to call. If they, you know, have things popping up in their community, you know, trying to get federal prisons or, you know, anything of that nature in their towns or cities or whatever, I'd like to know about it. If they can call us.
Okay. Well, give it out, Gary. We need to do more networking, that's for sure. Go right ahead.
It's 877-866-9587.
866-9587.
Right. And I appreciate any calls.
Say it one more time, Gary.
It's 877-866-9587.
Thank you, Brother Gary.
Thank you, Jack.
God bless you. Take care. All right.
All in Texas.
Yeah, folks, that's what we need to be doing. We've got to be on the field of battle. If we're not, then we're going to answer to the Lord. You know, this why fight, we're on the next flight is not the position we should be in today. Even if you do believe in a pre-trib rapture, folks, there's nowhere in the Holy Bible God doesn't tell you to be on the field of battle against his enemies until his return. So Gary's right, and thanks, Gary, for the Sons of Liberty down there in Tennessee. Let's go to Paul in Texas. Paul, how are you doing tonight?
It was an honor meeting you when you visited here in Austin.
Well, thank you, Paul.
I enjoyed our conversations. I had two items I'd like to cover with you today. Well, before I do, though, Carol and I are fighting the good fight. We take it one day at a time. 24/7. Simply an update.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
There's an article today in the Austin Statesman, I think, that your audience might enjoy. It's written by Lee Russell of Austin.
Okay.
And it's an honor to, it's an item regarding President Bush and Laura Bush's presence at Fort Hood, Texas on Easter.
I see.
And it starts out by a quote by Bush by saying, "It's an honor to be here at Fort Hood to celebrate Easter with those who wear the nation's uniform." Now, the article starts, "The President's Hypocrisy on Easter Weekend."
Hypocrisy?
Hypocrisy.
Wow.
He says, "I was disgusted by the picture in the March 28th paper of the Bushes at Fort Hood Easter church services." And he quotes Bush by saying, "Offering prayers for peace and the well-being of American soldiers and their families," unquote. How hypocritical can President Bush be? The peace he prays for from the war that he single-handedly started on the basis of lies, with under-trained soldiers, unprotected soldiers, and not enough proper equipment. This is a war that shows no signs of ending, and that we seem not to be able to win. Parentheses. Does the word Vietnam sound familiar?
Yeah.
His 2006 budget proposes to cut veterans' benefits. Reservists and guardsmen cannot get adequate medical care when they come home wounded, and many of their families are suffering financial ruin, bankruptcy, and foreclosure on homes.
That's right.
And then we read every day that the luxury market is flourishing thanks to Bush's tax cuts for the wealthy. He is ruining America. We all need to pray for relief from this shameful administration and its obscene policies. That's the end of the article by Lee Russell in today's Austin Statesman.
Yes, he's on target with a whole bunch of that.
Well,
yeah, he's cutting veterans' benefits, and just at a time when he's causing more death and destruction to veterans. And so it's he's a very evil man, and his overlords are giving him directions to now go into Iran and Syria. And so we're going to have more death and destruction of our brothers and sisters unless the people rise up and say no to these internationalist wars.
Okay, today in the Birmingham News is the second item.
Yes.
And it's a picture of the late Pope. And it's the back, looking to the black sky. He's holding the cross in his left hand, and his right hand is raised to God. And he says, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith." 2 Timothy 4.7. Now, I looked at this, and I read it very carefully. I said, well, yeah, that's the Pope, okay, but it's also Jack McLam. Thank you, Jack, for your good work.
Well, brother, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Lord bless you real good. Yeah, I have concerns, folks, and this is not a good time with the Pope just dying. But, you know, we here at our police and military association know that our leaders in all of our huge international churches, international religious organizations, are internationalists working for this Antichrist world government system. And the Pope was too. We have them in the Baptist Church at the very top, the Methodist Church, you name it, the Catholic Church, the Jewish rabbis, you name it, the Muslim. They're working for an Antichrist world government system. The Pope so stated on numerous times, CNN article January 1st, 2004. The article's heading was Pope Calls for a New World Order. And it goes on to say the Pope calls with respect for international law and the creation of an international new order based on the goals of the United Nations. Now, the United Nations, if you've done your homework, you know that there's no organization more communist, more Marxist, and more anti-American and anti-Christ than the United Nations system. In the Associated Press, March 9, 2005, Pope John II II reigned in the new year Thursday with a renewed call for peace in the Middle East and a creation of a new world order. So, folks, all of our religious leaders at the very top of these organized churches, big mega billionaire churches, making billions of bucks, are all heading us into this world religion, one world religion. And so I want to be quiet about the Pope because he just died and a lot of people worship the Pope. And so I'll just keep my mouth shut, but I just want you to know the top Baptists in this nation and in this world, the top Methodists, the top Muslims, you name it, the top Jews in the rabbi system, rabbinical system, are all working for this Antichrist world government system. So anyway, that's the facts of the matter. We've done a lot of research into this and continue to do research today into these issues. So. Okay, let's see. Real quick here, before we run out of time, I want to get into something real quick. It's short, but I'll tell you what, it's powerful, folks. The international banksters, one of the head international bankster families, Goldman Sachs Company, has just come out last Friday and said that the crude price of a barrel of oil is going to be up to $105 very soon. You know, it's about $55 a barrel right now, and it's $2 and almost 30 cents here in Kamei, Idaho, in Idaho County, Idaho. And if it hits double that, up to $105 a barrel, for you're looking at $4 a gallon. Their goal is to put us on bicycles, folks. That's exactly what Vice President Igor said 10 years ago in his book about destroying the United States based on the environmentalist wacko movement, and it's going to happen. So are you ready for double that $2 a gallon up to about $4.50 a gallon? What's that going to do to the price of everything? Everything is going to go up. The hamburger meat, the buns that are brought in by truck, everything. You go out to a restaurant, you're going to pay at least double for the prices you're paying now. And that's what it's all about. The Arabs, remember, are not doing this. It's not until the international banksters started taking over the oil that they were able to get it out of the hands and control of the Arabs, because the Arabs were not going to rape and rob America and bring us down to third world nation status. It's these international banksters like Goldman Sachs and the Bush crime family that are doing this. Folks, keep it in mind, you have to find a place to be. You know, to where you can grow your own gardens, you can grow your own food, and you can take care of yourself, because jobs are going to be lacking. Restaurants are going to go out of business by the millions across America. Businesses are going to go down because people are not going to be able to even buy gasoline for their cars or fuel oil to heat their homes. So location, location, location is the most important thing in business, but also in the coming crash, bringing this nation down to third world nation status, folks. So So keep in mind where you're going to be. You need to be with hundreds of like-thinking people coming together under God, and you need to prepare to help each other. Have a barter system set up to where you can barter from your gardens. Somebody raised chickens, somebody raises cows or whatever up here. We don't have to worry about it. We got elk and deer and a lot of fish in the rivers. But that's what we've done up here at our Christian constitutional community. So you want any information on what we're doing to prepare for these days, call us here and ask for our land packet. Nobody is a land salesman up here. Nobody sells land. There's no money paid to anybody for helping you come up here with our 350-some families from about 35 different states that have come together to prepare for pretty rough times in America. We'll be back in just a minute. I'll give out a phone number where you can call up here and find out how we're doing it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Okay, folks, we're almost out of time here. I just want to say to you, if you are like me as a grandpapa, and I have to come and prepare a place for my 3 boys and 9 grandchildren, I'm here doing just that. And if you have to... You don't have a good situation there. The goal is to bring our nation down to third world nation status, all the American people, so we can be merged with the rest of the world. That's one of the reasons that they closed all of our oil wells on the north slope of Alaska and are making us independent on foreign oil, and now they're getting control of the foreign oil so they can raise the price up to $5-$10 a gallon, get Americans out of their vehicles, because most of the other world is on bicycle. So we can't be any different if we're going to be merged together. But if you don't have a place to go, if you love the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you give us a call up here, and we'll talk to you about what we're doing, send you out our little land packet. Once again, there's no salesman. We just help people get established up here. Nobody gets paid. We all have a little piece of land, our own land, and we're growing gardens, and we're getting ready for tough times in America, which the Bible talks about is going to come. So call us here at 208 area code 935-7852. That's 208-935-7852. If you can help us, folks, send a donation of a couple bucks, will you? We're a all-volunteer police and military association here that, you know, we have to pay postage and things like that, keep the lights on, so think about us. So when you talk to the person that answers the phone, get our address, if you would, and send us a few bucks in an envelope. We sure would appreciate it, so we can keep fighting the good fight here ourselves. Let's go right now to Harold in Tennessee. Harold, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Sheriff Jack?
Doing okay.
Well, that's great.
Hey, Harold.
Been a few days since I talked to you.
That's right.
You know, I've been, ever since 1973, beating my head against trees trying to get people to go on the strike against these gas companies.
Yes.
But you just may as well beat your head against the tree.
Well, it's coming. The strike is coming because we're not going to be able to afford it soon, Harold.
I know it. And I'm wondering if they look back and see what I was talking about back then.
Yes.
And as far as the Pope, I ain't got no more respect for him dead than when he was alive. And they've got that fella dressed up like a big Santa Claus.
Yeah, it's we do worship our religious leaders in this country, and that is wrong. God is God, and Jesus Christ is Jesus Christ, and there ain't nobody on this earth that is righteous.
Nope, because they were the ones that crucified our Lord at the insistence of the Jews.
Yes.
So I can't say I got too much use for them.
Well,
and
Harold,
we're going to be calling you about that land up there.
Okay, sounds good.
And
all right, Harold, we're just about totally out of time, brother. Looks like we're out of time. The music's going to start in a minute.
We'll catch you later, Jack.
Okay, thanks, Harold, for
okay,
calling
bye.
In. Gail, call back tomorrow. Let's see, I think we're going to have open phones tomorrow. We have a guest coming in someday. Might be tomorrow. But, Gail, sorry we didn't get to you down in Tennessee. We'll talk to you tomorrow, folks. Well, that's it for today, folks. Hope you're having a good evening where you're at. Don't forget, this old cop, I truly do love you, America. You can count on it. God bless you, and good night.
Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.